Day 27, evening. The Lord sees us through and through. Who would imagine that our Creator is seeking us? Who would have thought that our alienation from God would produce a sense of loss in Him? Over the centuries, it's been taught that God cannot be moved by anything outside of Himself. Yet, in the Incarnation, we see the image of the Creator affected by His creation. Colossians 1:15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. In Jesus, we see the relationally interactive God. He was constantly initiating and responding to the people around Him. He is the pre-existent divine Word who became human and took up residence among us. John 1:14b NET. It's like God moving into our neighborhood. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the same Lord God of whom we read in Genesis. It is written that He sees us, Genesis 16:13. Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are a God who sees," for she said, "Have I even remained alive here after seeing Him?" He sees us through and through. Psalm 139 contains verses that can help us consider that truth. Here are some of them. 139 verses 1 through 3. O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thoughts from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Verses 11 and 12. If I say, "Surely the darkness will overwhelm me and the light around me will be night," even the darkness is not dark to You, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to You. Verses 15 and 16. My frame was not hidden from You when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in Your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. As if those truths were not enough, the psalmist asked for more. David wanted the God who knew him to intensify his knowledge of Him and to reveal what he saw to him. Psalm 139:23-24, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." I find this to be an amazing display of trust. Here's a truth that's hard to take. Our Creator not only sees us, but He is also the God who looks for us. Genesis 3:9. Then the Lord called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He was seeking Adam's affectionate trust. Adam said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Genesis 3:10. Like the first humans, we're the ones who are hiding, yet we tend to think that God is hiding Himself. If we stop hiding, maybe we'll find Him too. One way I think we hide is when we pretend we can accomplish the great command without His relational help. Let's stop pretending and confess our need. We can avail ourselves of His assistance as we trust that He is after our heart's affections. Let's trust that He is truly seeking us and open up our souls to Him, confessing our need, asking for help. He wants to reveal Himself to us in such a way that we would love Him with all we are. Jesus reveals the searching God. Luke 19:10, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He is looking for those who seek him. Most don't. Psalm 14:2. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. However, our Lord is searching for the searchers. He will reward them. Hebrews 11:6c, believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Take heart. As you seek him, you will find him.
Thank you for listening to Love and More with David Harwood. David is the pastor of Restoration Fellowship in Glen Cove, New York, and the author of several books, including God's True Love, For the Sake of the Fathers, and his latest, Growing in Love with God. You can find all of these books with links to purchase them on loveofgodproject.org. God's True Love is also available on Audible, and the others will be following shortly. Thank you, and please help us out by sharing this podcast with your loved ones.